pilgrims be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
We will now pray.
我们现在要祷告。
Let us bow our heads.
请各位低头。
慈爱的天父上帝，感谢主赐给我们生命，更是感谢主赐给我们研究你道的特权，求主带给每位听众平安和快乐。这样的祈求完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Now let us turn in our books to lesson 5 on page 14.
现在请翻开课本到第五课，也就是十四页。
Lesson 5, the subject of Lesson 5 is the greatest name in history.
第五课的题目是历史上至大之名。
History is filled with the names of famous men.
在历史里头充满了著名的人物。
Among them are kings.
其中有的是君王。
And military leaders.
还有军事的首领，
like the Macedonian general Alexander，
好像马其顿人亚历山大将军。
In 13 short years，
在短短的13年之中，
this brilliant young warrior，
这位光耀煊赫的青年勇士，
extended the boundaries of his empire，
扩张他帝国的疆域，
From Greece to the borders of India.
从希腊直到印度的边境。
There are also men of wealth.
还有一些富有的人物。
Like America's John D. Rockefeller.
比如说像美国的约翰·勒克菲勒。
Who, it is said,
据说论到他，
gave $600 million to charity.
他曾经在有生之年布施了$6 million.
During his lifetime.
就是在他这一生之中。
There are great philosophers.
还有一些个伟大的哲学家。
Like Confucius.
像中国的孔子。
Great inventors.
大发明家。
Like Edison.
像爱迪生。
Great physicists.
还有大物理学家
like Einstein
像爱因斯坦。
Among the great are historians
在伟大的人物之中还有历史学家
travelers
旅行家
authors
作家
poets
诗人
artists
艺术家
and musicians
和音乐家。
In the midst of History's famous names,
在历史上著名的人物之中，
there is the name of Jesus Christ.
还有耶稣基督。
He was a king.
他是一位君王。
Though he sat upon no throne.
虽然他还没有坐上过宝座。
He had a kingdom.
他有一个国度。
Unlike all other kingdoms.
但是与其他的国家却是不相同。
He said,
他曾经说，
My kingdom is not of this world.
我的国不属这世界。
John 18:36
约翰18章36节。
The kingdom of God
上帝的国
is within you
是在你们中间，
or in your hearts
或者说是在你们心里。
Luke 17:21
路加十七章二十一节。
Christ did not come to reign.
耶稣来并不是要做像做皇帝一样。
As an emperor.
像做皇帝一样
over a nation
来统治一般的国家。
His was a spiritual kingdom
他的国度乃是一种属灵的国度。
And his conquest
而且他所征服的
was the conquest of the human heart
乃是世人的心。
Napoleon pointed out
拿破仑曾经指出
That he and Caesar
他和该撒
had founded kingdoms
建立他们的国度
upon force
是建立在武力之上
which had been destroyed by force
那么他们的国度也是被武力所摧毁
but Jesus founded his kingdom
但是耶稣所建立的国度
upon love he had founded it upon love
却是建立在爱的原则之上。
And today millions of his followers
那么在今天有千千万万跟从他的人
would die for him
愿意为他而死。
Long ago
在很久以前
Caesar's and Alexander's empires crumbled
该撒和亚历山大的帝国就崩溃了。
But Christ's kingdom grows daily.
但是基督的国却是日渐扩张。
Until now,
直到现在
more than two-fifths of the world's population,
在全世界人口之中有五分之二以上
profess to be his followers,
自称是他的信徒。
Christ was a rich man.
基督是一位富有的人。
Yet his riches cannot be figured in dollars and cents.
然而他的财富却不能够以金钱来计算。
He was born into a poor family.
他生在一个贫穷的家庭之中。
A carpenter's.
就是一个木匠的家里。
Where he had to work.
他在那个地方必须要工作
by the sweat of his brow
工作得汗流满面
for a livelihood
才能够谋生
at one time he said
有一次他曾经说
the foxes have holes
狐狸有洞
and the birds of the air
天空的飞鸟
have nests
有窝
But the Son of Man,
但是人子呢?
Here says himself, man himself,
也就是指他自己,
hath not where to lay his head,
却没有枕头的地方。
Now this is old English.
在英文呢，这是一种古老的句法。
Today we would say, but the Son of Man has nowhere, or does not have anywhere to lay his head. Although Christ did not give $600 million to charity,
虽然耶稣并没有布施六亿美金
to charity, like Rockefeller did,
做这种慈善的事业，好像是洛克菲勒一样。
Yet he was the greatest philanthropist.
然而他却是历代以来最大的慈善家。
Yes, he said he was the greatest of all time.
他是历代以来至大的慈善家。
What he gave to mankind
他所赐给人类的
was without price.
是无价之宝。
In John 10:28, Jesus says,
在约翰十章二十八节耶稣这么说
I give unto them,
我要赐给他们
or that is his followers
就是指他的信徒
eternal life
永生
Christ too was a very wise man
基督也是一位极有智慧的人
so Christ also was a very wise man he did not attend the schools of his day
他并没有进入当时的学校求学
or receive a formal degree
也没有接受正式的学位
only his disciples called him master
只有他的门徒称他为夫子
Yet when he spoke,
但是当他讲演的时候，
people listened intently.
人们却是非常注意地倾听。
Many would forget their hunger.
很多人会忘记他们的饥饿。
And weariness.
和疲倦。
At the end of his discourses,
在他结束讲道之后，
the listeners would express their reaction.
听众会发表他们的反应，这样说
In such words as No man ever spoke like that.
他们会说从来没有像他这样说话的。
This is taken from the Phillips English translation, John 7:46.
在英文，这是引用菲利的英文译本，约翰七章四十六节。
Or they would say,
他们也曾经这样说，
How has this man knowledge of books?
这个人怎么会明白书呢？
He has never been to school.
他从来没有进过学校。
This verse is taken from the basic English Bible, John 7:15.
这是约翰七章十五节。
Though Jesus Christ was neither poet,
虽然耶稣基督并不是诗人
musician
音乐家
or artist
或者是艺术家
yet his life has inspired more poems
但是由于他的生活所激发的灵感而写成的诗
and music
音乐
books
书籍
and paintings
和书图画
than any other person in history
比历史上任何人都多。
The book today with the widest circulation.
今日书籍中一年又一年的流传的最广的。
Yes, year after year is the Bible.
流传的最广的就是圣经。
Essentially, the Jesus book.
最主要的，因为这乃是耶稣的书。
Yes, the Bible is known as the Jesus book.
因为圣经乃是称为耶稣的书。
What a privilege to become acquainted with this unique figure in history.
与历史上这位唯一的人物相识是何等大的权利。
We speak of a unique figure. In other words, he is alone in history.There is no one else who can be compared with him.
他是一位独特的人物，没有任何其他的人物能够跟他相比的。
To the high and low,
不分地位的高低，
the rich and the poor,
也不分贫富，
the wise and the ignorant,
世欲，
he gives this invitation.
他向所有的人发出了这样的邀请，
Come unto me.
可以到我这里来。
All you are ye that labor and are heavy laden.
这是凡劳苦担重担的人。
And I will give you rest.
我就使你们得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you.
你们当负我的轭。
And learn of me.
学我的样式。
For I am meek and lowly in heart.
因为我心里柔和谦卑。
And you shall find rest unto your souls.
这样你们的心里必得享安息。
Matthew 11:28-29.
马太十一章二十八、二十九节。
Well, I hope you are able to comprehend the meaning.
我相信各位都已经了解这些个句子里面所包含的意义。
Now we will look.At the vocabulary words.
我们现在要来注意一下我们的生字。
We have 10 of them today.
今天一共有十个生字。
The first four are at the foot of page 14.
头四个是在第十四页的下面。
Number one. Brilliant. Brilliant. Two.Warrior, warrior. Three, rain,
rain. Notice how this is spelled. There is another word, R-A-I-N, which is pronounced rain. The rain which falls upon the earth. But this speaks of a kingly rain, R-E-I-G-N.
有另外一个字，就是下雨的雨，那个字是跟这个统治这个字的发音是一样的。
For conquest. Conquest. Five, crumbled. Crumbled. We speak of the kingdom crumbled. Six, livelihood. Livelihood. Seven, here is a word with four syllables, rather difficult to pronounce. Philanthropist. Philanthropist. Eight, disciples. Disciples. Nine, weariness. Not weariness, but weariness. 10. Discourses. Discourses. Now we'll read the lesson over once in English without the Chinese translation.
现在我要用英文把课文再读一遍，不翻译。
History is filled with the names of famous men. Among them are kings and military leaders, like the Macedonian general Alexander. In 13 short years, this brilliant young warrior extended the boundaries of his empire from Greece to the borders of India. There are also men of wealth, like America's John D. Rockefeller, who, it is said, gave $600 million to charity during his lifetime. There are great philosophers, like Confucius, great inventors, like Edison, great physicists, like Einstein. Among the great are historians, travelers, authors, poets, artists, and musicians. In the midst of history's famous names, there is the name of Jesus Christ. He was a king, though he sat upon no throne. He had a kingdom unlike all other kingdoms. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world. The kingdom of God is within you, or in your hearts." Christ did not come to reign as an emperor over a nation. His was a spiritual kingdom, and his conquest was the conquest of the human heart. Napoleon pointed out that he and Caesar had founded kingdoms upon force, which had been destroyed by force. But Jesus founded his kingdom upon love. And today, millions of his followers would die for him. Long ago, Caesar's and Alexander's empires crumbled. But Christ's kingdom grows daily, until now, more than two-fifths of the world's population profess to be his followers. Christ was a rich man. Yet his riches cannot be figured in dollars and cents. He was born into a poor family, a carpenter's, where he had to work by the sweat of his brow for a livelihood. At one time he said, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man," referring to himself, "hath not where to lay his head." Although Christ did not give $600 million to charity, like Rockefeller did, yet he was the greatest philanthropist of all time. When he gave what he gave mankind was without price, or priceless. In John 10:28, Jesus says, I give unto them, or his followers, eternal life. Christ, too, was a very rich, wise man. He did not attend the schools of his day or receive a formal degree. Only his disciples called him master. Yet when he spoke, people listened intently. Many would forget their hunger and weariness. At the end of his discourses, the listeners would express their reaction in such words. No man ever spoke like that. Or they would say, how has this man knowledge of books? He has never been to school. Though Jesus Christ was neither poet, musician, or artist, yet his life has inspired more poems, music, books, and paintings than any other person in history. The book today with the widest circulation year after year is the Bible, essentially the Jesus book. What a privilege to become acquainted with this unique figure in history. To the high and low, the rich and the poor, the wise and the ignorant, he gives this invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Or, come unto me, all of you who are laboring and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. You notice here, Jesus used the expression, take my yoke upon you.
注意到耶稣基督在这个地方说, 你们当负我的轭。
We know what a yoke is. This is a yoke of responsibility.
我们都知道轭是什么，在这个地方，这轭就是指责任而说的。
And so we should answer this loving invitation which comes from the lips of Christ.
所以我们应该响应耶稣基督所发出的这个慈爱的呼召。
In our next broadcast, we will continue to study about this great figure of history.
在下一次播音的时候，我们要继续研究这个历史上至大之名。
Today we have contrasted the name of Christ with other great names in history.
在今天我们是以耶稣基督的名和历史上其他的伟大人物的名字加以对照。We
have discovered that Christ's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom.
我们已经发现耶稣基督的国是一种属灵的国度。
Therefore, his kingdom is not confined within national boundaries.
所以耶稣的国度是不受国家的国界限制。Christ
wants to establish his kingdom in men's hearts.
耶稣想将他的国设立在世人的心里头。Therefore,
his kingdom can be spoken of as an international kingdom.
所以我们可以说他的国乃是一种国际性的国度。
And regardless of our own nationality, we can still be citizens of his kingdom.
不论我们自己的国籍是怎么样，我们仍旧是可以属于他的国。
And so let us come unto him and become better acquainted with Christ, the greatest name in history.
所以我们应当到他那里来，能够熟悉这一位历史上至大的人物。
好，我们现在的时间到了，愿上帝赐福于每一位听众，我们下一次再会。